Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, inside the Sound Museum tonight, your guide to the music industry. Since her 2009 debut album, Holy Smoke, our next guest has scored 3 number one albums in New Zealand, 4 top 20 singles, and won 5 New Zealand Music Awards. Always love chatting with a fellow Kiwi. G'day, Jen Whitmore.
Hello, how are you?
How are you, doll? Good to hear from you again.
I know, it's lovely to chat.
Now, firstly, Jen, you've come a long way since that 2009 debut, Holy Smoke. How do you think you've changed as an artist since then? What have you learnt about the industry?
I think as an artist, I've just, you know, you grow up more and you kind of you get to experience more music, more people, more ways that the industry works and doesn't work. And you kind of get to, I guess, look at it with, I guess, a less naive eye and you understand it a little better. So, and how to work it and how to play that game and how and all that kind of stuff. So it's really nice actually spending more time in the industry because of all those reasons. And you also feel like you're not trying to prove yourself so much. You just feel like you want to make, I mean, for me, I just want to make what makes me feel happy as a musician. What can I go to bed and sleep well at night, you know, knowing that I've done this music, created this music, made that. So I guess it gives you that kind of, that pressure is, the pressure is off in a way.
And also, I guess during that time, it's changed so much, the industry, with downloading and social media and stuff.
Yeah, it has. It's interesting. I mean, there's much more of a need, I think, to see, to need more than just music. I think people need to know what you personally are up to, what particularly with, as you say, social media and stuff, which is pretty odd for me to get my head around. But in lots of ways, you can use it to your advantage. I mean, there's so many more platforms to get your music out there, to talk about your music, to have people experience it, which is a really a positive thing to it. But it's just about being careful, I guess, in what you divulge and don't, you know.
The last time we spoke, Jen, we talked about TV syncs. Because your songs have been on heaps of TV shows over the years, from Grey's Anatomy to Pretty Little Liars, Weeds. So I guess having your songs synced to a TV promo is quite good getting your music out there. And since we spoke in Australia, Conrad Saul and his sister Grace have both had number one hits in Australia thanks to TV syncs. So obviously works really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm yet to get that number one in Australia for a sync, but I'm hoping. I mean, it definitely does. I think we're watching, we kind of look, I think, to films and TV now for the music and seeing what soundtracks, you know, and there's that, I mean, there's been countless times where I've downloaded soundtracks from films and things like that, and I used to do that less. So I'm not sure why we do that more now. I guess it's more of a thing, you know, you can go to iTunes and wherever and know that that soundtrack will be available for that movie or whatever, but it's really cool. It's a, again, it's a wonderful platform and I'm so glad that my music has a place in that world. Definitely keep the rent being paid for sure.
You wrote your first song when you were 14 years old. You always write your own songs. Describe your songwriting process. What do you sort of go through in your mind and getting it sort of on paper and in the studio?
Well, I think the first step is just being really open to life and being aware of yourself. I think I've got to be really put myself in a slightly vulnerable, in a good way, in a vulnerable position to be, you know, let things wash over me, let life wash over me, be really involved intensely in the relationships that I have, whether it be love or friendships or whatever, so that I can then write from those experiences truthfully and with a real honesty to them. And then it's about putting those, you know, into words, all those feelings and thoughts and emotions about life and those relationships and putting that into words and then putting that with music. So it all starts from being an open individual, though, I think.
And last time we spoke, Jen, we mentioned your video for the lead single from the new album. Now, at the time, the video was
New Rush.
And at the time, the video wasn't out, but I've seen the video since. And I have to say, it's just beautifully shot, for one. And that slow sort of motion stuff is just really, really grabs you. And so the whole concept, who thought of the concept?
I do. I think of all these things. I'm very visually minded. I mean, particularly when even writing these songs, I've got this very strong visual in my head and I kind of write to picture a lot when I'm just writing a song. And so when it comes time to do music videos, it's all kind of laid out in a way from where the song came from originally. So for New Rush, it was about, you know, pushing through adversity and overcoming all these challenges while being in pain and being slightly tortured, which is really the concept for New Rush, with this arrow in my gut and me slowly bleeding out and throwing myself down hills and various meadows and running and collapsing and cold water and all this stuff that's not ideal. So, yeah, I guess it's kind of the visual seems to come quite easily, I guess, with the song.
Our special guest tonight on the Sound Museum is New Zealand singer-songwriter Jen Wickmore. More of the Jen next on Joy. Let's play the lead single from the new album, Blood to Bone. This is New Rush on Joy. I step on you.
And you're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. This is a Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry. That was New Rush from our special guest tonight, Jen Wickmore from New Zealand, joining me on the line all the way from Sydney tonight. Now, on the new album, Jen, Blood to Bone, you have worked with some great producers, including Stuart Crichton, who's worked with everyone from Stan Walker, Pet Shop Boys, even pop princess Kylie Minogue, which is pretty big. Why did you choose Stuart for the project and what did he bring to the table?
Well, it was actually interesting. I mean, Stu was, he's a very close friend now, but when I first was, you know, introduced to the idea by my record label, I was not very open to it. I kind of didn't know how our two worlds would combine. I was very not wanting to go down this, you know, super pop lane. And I think the cool thing is that when we met each other and hung out for a day, he was very much wanting to get away from everything he'd kind of done and wanted to try and do something different, be out of his comfort zone. And I did too. So it was kind of this perfect storm where we both wanted to really get outside of ourselves and try something we've never done before, which really was what happened with our songwriting. And we just had this beautiful relationship in terms of our writing. We just seemed to work so well together and still do. You know, we'd write a song a day and that's a really good kind of hit rate with a co-write. So, and then he's just a really awesome dude, and I kind of didn't want to go through this album without him by my side, so we decided to co-produce the album together as well. So it's kind of interesting. It was not something that I initially had really was, you know, was really hyped on, but it turned out to be really wonderful. So,
and also on this new album, you've done a few, all the backing tracks, backing vocals for the album, and also co-produced the record. Mm-hmm. Do you like all the whole tech stuff in the studio? Are you a bit of a novice, or do you like sort of getting involved in?
I love getting involved. I'm turning into a real like techie geek real quickly. I love it. I love learning about what pedals, and I think pedals just in general have such awesome names, like Big Muff and all these ridiculous names, which are awesome. I just want to be able to spout those names out and know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Now, have you gone in the studio and, like, you know, pushed the wrong button and everything is wiped and disaster strikes?
No, I haven't done yet. I'm not engineering right yet, which is basically buttons control. But no, I'm not that far advanced yet. And I think that I totally would wipe everything if I was in control of that.
I'll just say, first of all, congratulations. The album Blood to Bone is number one in New Zealand this week.
Yeah, exciting, eh?
Debuting at number one. Now, it's not,
I know.
It's not out here until late August, Jen.
Yeah, I know. It was all these kind of logistical nightmares and trying to figure things out and, I don't know, just people, not everyone just not being ready, basically. You've got to set up albums so well in advance these days to really get it right and to get that kind of end result of hopefully a number one album. So I want to give it every possible chance of that happening. So it seemed like the best decision to push it back a little bit.
Now, there's a track on the album called Written in the Water, which is a new single. And I watched the video the other day, and you are tied up, you are gagged, you're making out in a bed with money. You're in the bath with money. And
perfect day, right?
Your hubby Jason's in the video.
Yeah. I know. Dream day.
Now,
to look inside.
Did you get him a mates rates?
I did. Got him on cash rates.
Ah, good on you. Yeah. But it's such a great video. What was the shoot like? Must have taken ages.
It was long, man. Oh, my God. It was 3 days, and it was, like, right through. So we did night shoots. So we shot all through. We started, like, well, we'd start in the day at about 2 p.m. and shoot right till 8 a.m. the next morning. So it was long and brutal and heavy duty and a lot of terrifying moments, you know, like being underwater and, as you say, gagged and bound by ropes with legs and hands. It's really terrifying being underwater, taking in all that water and potentially drowning for your art. But, hey, you know, hopefully a good music video came out of that. So, cool.
There's another track which is not on the album called Willing to Die, which is a new track. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that one's really cool. It's I wanted to play around with samples and things like that because I'm just really, really into how that all works. And so we got the sample from this old Alan Lomax recording, and it's from this, he'd go around in the early kind of 30s and record prison songs, basically, at various prisons throughout the South in America.
Mm.
And I took a sample from that, and I really wanted to have a go at having rappers do something on, and again, out of my comfort zone, something I've never done. So I wanted to see what that was all about. So I got Logic and Suffer from Hilltop Hood to do a verse each, and then I sang the chorus part over the top. So it worked out really well, I think.
I think it's
a really cool track. It's really different for me.
Now, let's go through some quick fire questions, Jen, okay?
Okay.
Now, slow motion features in your new video. You posted a video of your band when you told them that their album hit number one in New Zealand. Now, that was also in slow motion. So what do you wish was in slow motion?
Oh, life. Just life.
Yeah, sometimes, right?
That would be amazing in slow motion. Yeah.
Because sometimes it goes so quickly and you think, oh my God, I want to do that again. I want to see.
Especially getting older. God, you want everything to just go a bit slower. It feels like a year is about equivalent to about 2 months these days. Yeah.
What TV show wouldn't you want your music featured on?
What TV show wouldn't I? I'd probably say EastEnders.
Right, yeah. Because at the moment, the top TV syncs here seem to be Love Child and Home and Away.
Ah, there you go.
So well, get your people onto right. that.
Yeah, get people onto that.
Okay, this is a bit of a Kiwi question, all right?
Okay.
Have you tried the new jelly chip chocolate yet?
Oh, my gosh, I've seen this. I've seen this and I haven't tried it. Have you tried it?
No, I'm in the store. I can't. I want to try it because I love jelly chips.
It's not, is it out in Aussie?
No, it's not, Joel.
Oh, I should have gotten you some.
I know.
I saw it in the truck when I was back there and I was so intrigued, but I just didn't have enough intrigue to actually reach out and buy.
Well, there's chocolate and biscuits as well, apparently.
Oh, stop chocolate with the variety flavours.
I know.
Love this.
Now, Alton Proud New Zealand singer Anika Moa recently interviewed you for her online video blog.
Yes.
So who would you teen gay for?
Oh, I reckon, oh man, ooh, I'd probably say Rachel McAdams.
She's quite nice, yeah.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
I think she'd be a great girlfriend. She'd like, you know, cook dinner and be home and be reliable.
Now, you live in LA and you drive a 76 Chevy truck.
I do.
My God. That is so unlike LA.
No, I love it.
I heard a story that your dogs have a habit of jumping out at the lights.
Yeah, my one dog, my other one's cool. She's scared of everything, so she wouldn't jump over if her life depended on it. But
right. My
German Shepherd, he is like a total adventure dog and wants to get into everything. And the problem is not so much the lights, but we have to drive past the dog park to go anywhere.
Oh, God.
And he sees this, and it's like, you know, it's like his heaven. And so he wants to totally run out, no matter if there's a 5-lane highway that's between him and the dog park. He'd jump across it and just hope that it happens.
Oh, my God.
No, so I have to put a little chain on him in the back of the truck so he doesn't jump out and kill himself, basically.
Tie those bitches up. Now, finally, Jen, you're doing some live gigs in New Zealand last week, and mm-hmm. you're doing an intimate show in Sydney tonight, and you're playing a sellout gig at the Gasometer in Melbourne this Thursday. What can fans expect from the show this Thursday?
Oh, well, it's fun. It's been really fun. You know, it's a refreshing show because it's been such a long time since I've played that it feels really good. It's like putting on a, like a sweater that you're, it's like finding that awesome sweater that you thought you lost, you know, and it's fallen behind the washing machine and you just kind of thought, oh, well, I'm not going to see that again. And then you find it and it's amazing. You put it on again. Kind of like that.
Fantastic.
Maybe, yeah.
The new single from Jen Whitmore, it's called Written in the Water, is available online now. The new album is called Blood to Bone. You can pre-order that online. It is released Friday the 24th of August. You can catch Jen this Thursday night at Gasometer in Melbourne. Thanks for joining us tonight on the show, Jen.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
That's all right. Good to chat to you again. And all the best, I guess, for the live shows. And
thank you.
I can't wait to hear the album.
Yeah, man. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good one.
Excellent.
Get on board, Australia.
Now, do you want to introduce the new track for us?
Yeah, totally. Hi, this is Jen Whitmore, and you're listening to Written in the Water on Joy 94.9. Yeah, it's written in the water. Yeah, it's everywhere I go. Telling me that I should leave you like I did 2 times before. I'd be fine if I met you when you still had to work. Give me one kiss for the road, boy. Now it's time I let you go. Hi, this is Jen Whitmore, and you're listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.